Mahogany Revelation. Dawn felt stupid for even bothering to speak to her mother. Turning away, she started for the door. As her hand touched the doorknob, Dawn spun around and confronted her mother.
How dare you? I mean, how can you act as if you don't have a grandson in the world? How can you sleep at night knowing a part of me, a part of you, is out there in the world? Don't you want to see what he looks like? Is the love in your heart so cold that nothing can melt it?
Beauty and the Barbara. They both sprang to their feet when a well-dressed stranger stepped into the kitchen. He was a plain-faced white man in a drab gray suit. He took a long stretch of entering his own kitchen.
Oh, good,
he said.
So glad you're finally home.
I took a long nap, figuring it would be a while.
What the hell?
Caught up.
What's the matter? Did I do something wrong?
No. You didn't do anything wrong. It's me. Just want everything this night to go perfect for you, he explained.
Then why did you stop?
Because I couldn't control myself. He felt foolish. He let her down. Mahogany, it's not your fault. Listen, I'm going to take a shower. I need to cool down. In the meantime, sit back and relax.
How I heard God's voice and followed it. In September 2016, I was awakened at 5 a.m. and I went to the bathroom. On my way there, the Holy Spirit said,
grab your notepad.
I placed the toilet seat down and sat on the lid. The Holy Spirit began to speak to me, saying,
today, when you go to the prophetic training at church, I will cause you to encounter a woman today, and she will remind you of your mother.
I was taken back for a moment.
Without a word, Taran reached into the bag and pulled out a set of headphones, strapping them to her head. He then attached the phones to his cell phone and pressed play. Leo's anger began to ease away when she heard Billie Holiday's voice tickle her ears.
Anything else? He asked.
Drinks? He reached down and pulled a bottle of champagne as well as two glasses. Lael started to smile, but she wasn't yet won over.